For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we kind of have to recalibrate everything we think about coming to Atlanta. We had that conversation multiple times last week, and I don't know, man. Like, there's so many scenarios out there, I can't even see straight. I have no idea. So.
You really almost had to recalibrate after the Georgia-Florida game. I was watching this after leaving my game from my phone onto the aircraft and then watching it in flight because I couldn't believe what I was seeing at first because Florida, I believe, led it going into half, didn't they? Wasn't it like 13-something or whatever it was before?
They had a 13-6 lead, if I'm not mistaken.
So, of course, yeah. Georgia ends up winning 34-20, but Florida had them for a bit.
Yeah. It wasn't dominant in any way, shape, or form. Now, Georgia roars back, takes a 20-13 lead, and then here came Florida. And
they made some mistakes that kind of shot themselves in the foot.
I texted Bo when Lagway is getting carted off, and I'm like, dude, just makes my stomach hurt for Florida and their fans, and obviously that whole program down there, because you already have had one injury to Graham Mertz and Lagway just stepping up. You're like, man, this dude's good. And then it's like, oh, dang.
But they still had a chance.
Yeah, they definitely did.
You know, give Billy Napier, give the defensive coordinator credit. They have fixed a defense that was just absolutely horrific. In fact, I called it the worst Florida defense I've ever seen the first 4 weeks of the season. And now they have shut down the Tennessee offense. I mean, to me, they shut down Georgia for the most part. I think there was a pick six in that game as well. So Carson Beck struggled again, but I think Carson Beck struggles. Our teams are playing him differently. They've kind of figured what they wanted. The defense has figured out how to play this offense because it's very one-dimensional at times, and I think he plays a little bit of hero ball. You don't need to force the ball in all the time. That was not a bad performance by Florida. To me, if you're a Georgia fan, I'd be saying, why did we only beat a Florida team we should have handled by 14?
Yeah, but no, I agree with you all the way around. I think it shows how good Georgia is that they can pull away when they're not playing their best. Nate Frazier, a decent game. Offensive line showed some ups and downs, but, you know, in the end, doing enough up front to get it done. But I think it says a lot about Kirby Smart's team that, look, was it 53-3 now in your last 56? And I think all three losses to Alabama, obviously the one before that coming to Florida. But I also think, to your point, says something about Billy Napier that his teams are playing hard. His teams are playing hard. And I think that is a lot about leadership. In this day and age, when guys can just freely walk out into the transfer portal, there is a lot to be said about teams that are playing hard this time of year.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.